Good morning.
Good morning
and welcome to Newport-on-Tay Church of Scotland. It is my joy and pleasure to be with you today as we gather for worship on this final Sunday of January. My name is Kirsteen, and as a member of our church family and the worship team, I'm honoured to lead us in our time of worship together. Now, we may not all be gathered in the same building or listening to the service at the same time, but we are invited to worship together from wherever and whenever we are, knowing that God can hear us all and can blend even distant voices into one song of worship. Whether you're a regular member or you're here today just looking for a bit of hope and peace, please know that there's a place for you in this family. The opportunity to connect with one another continues after our service, as you're all welcome to join in refreshments in the hall, which is just to my left. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Loving God, we thank you for the grace that has brought us together this morning. We thank you for the warmth of this sanctuary and for the strength we find in being part of this church family. Lord, as we settle into this hour, we ask that you quieten our minds. We often feel like the people who will be mentioned in today's scripture, walking in darkness, weighed down by the demands of our week. We thank you that your light has dawned and that you are our stronghold and our salvation. Grant us the courage of those first disciples when we hear your voice today through the songs, the prayers, and the scriptures. Help us to respond. We offer this time of worship to you in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our opening hymn is CH4 477, Lo, He Comes with Clouds Ascending. And so I've just been reminded that I did have two intimations, which I unfortunately forgot to mention. One of them will be projected on the overhead towards the end of the service. And it's just that next week is the Godly Play for the children. And as this takes the whole service to do, there's no need for them to come into the sanctuary beforehand. So everybody, are you listening? Next week, you just get to go upstairs and have even more fun than if you were in here, okay? And then the other intimation that we have is we have had note from Amos. He is currently in Cameroon with Florence on compassionate leave due to a bereavement in the family. Now, he's just emailed in just to let us know the situation, and it looks like they will take part in some of the funeral service, but they are due to be returning home on the 31st. So anyone who knows what date it is, you'll be able to work that out. But he is sending his best wishes and letting us know that all is well with them. Lord of Light, we come into your presence this morning to seek your face and hear your word. You are the source of all life and the hope of all nations. As we approach you today, let the radiance of your glory fill this place. Open our minds to the truth of your scriptures and our hearts to the power of your love, that we may leave this service ready to shine your light in the world. Amen. Holy God, you sent your Son to be the light of the world, yet we confess that we have often walked in darkness. We have ignored your word, hidden our faith, and lost our footing on your path. In your mercy, forgive us. By your Spirit, rekindle our hearts and lead us back to your path, so that our lives may reflect the radiance of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And if we just join together in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. I was to ask you to join again in our next hymn, which is CH4448, Lord, the Light of the World is Shining.
Thank you.
Now, this is the best bit of the service. Now, I'm wondering, is there anyone wants to come and have some fun? Excellent. I don't want anyone to sit on the floor. Can you all come up here with me? Because this is where it's all happening today. Up you come. Now, I've got a little thing in here for each one of you. So can you all, we'll start, you in, there you go. You want to put your hand in there and take something out. There we go, and someone else. There we go. And right, yep, that's it. Ladies first, that's what we're like. Oh, they're all the same, so you don't need to be, it's not a lucky dip. Now, someone's worked out how to work that, isn't it? Can you stand up and show everybody? Can you turn around and show all these people over there what's going on? Now, who's this? You got it. Good man. Right, now, you've already worked out how to make it glow, haven't you? Now, let's show all these people, because they're all sitting in darkness over there. Now, when might we use one of these? Good. So, if you've not got any electricity, what might happen?
You need light, so you need to light candle.
Yeah, so you might need some light. Now, why would you need the light?
To see where things are.
Excellent, George. To see where things are. That is fantastic. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was a little girl and I used to go to bed and I would be a bit sneaky, and I would always want to stay up a bit longer. And I might have, do you do that? When you go to, like that smile. Yeah, you've got form. And I would maybe want to read in my bed, and my mum would say, put the light off. And I would maybe have a torch or something under my covers, and I would try and read. Now I'm going to read something to you. Okay, and I'm going to pretend that I've got my blanket and I'm in bed. Okay, so I'm going to, but do you want me? I'm going to read something for you. Are you ready for this? So I'm going to pretend I'm five. Right. Oh no, I can't. No, not seeing anything. Oh, do you know? I really wish that there was someone had a candle. Has anyone got? Oh, what? Oh, what are these? Oh, all of a sudden I can see something. Oh, there's more. This is amazing. Oh, wow. Oh, thank you so much. Now, oh, any others? Oh, right, okay. Now, I can tell you this. Are you listening? The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. Wow. So, in our reading today in the Bible, that's what it tells us. It tells us that when things are dark, or when the people were walking in dark times, there was a great light that came. And do you know what that great light was? Can anyone think? What happened on Christmas Day? Well, a candle's a bright thing, George. Yep.
Jesus was born.
Jesus was born. Well done. And so Jesus is the light of the world. And because God loves all of you, and God loves me, and all these people, he sent his son to be the light of the world. But do you know what's even more special? Is that Jesus wants us to be the light of the world. And so that candle that you've all got, will you take that home, and you can put it anywhere in the house, and that's your reminder that you are the light of the world, and all those things that you do bring light to our world. Now, I'm going to ask one question. Can you think of anything that Jesus did when he was on earth that was bringing happiness to people? Can you think of any stories you might have heard? Or can you think of any kind people?
When I preached, did a speech to people, I think.
Yes, so Jesus told people all about God and how much God loved them. So that's a great answer. Yep.
He made miracles happen and healed people.
Yeah, he managed to heal people. Do you know, I think you two just need to do my sermon today. Do you think you'd manage that? That's brilliant. Now, I think that's fantastic. So you're going to take that away. But even more than that, we heard how Jesus told people about all these things. Now, in here is going to be another candle. And because you've all got two hands, you've got one candle for yourself and you've got one candle that you can share with someone else. And you can say to them, Jesus loves you and you're the light of the world as well. Okay, so just as we're getting ready for the next hymn, you can all take one of these. Oh, right, okay, one at a time. That's it. Passionate, that's what I like. Okay, right, have you all managed to get one? And if you could, you can take them back down and sit down the front. And we're all just going to join together now in Junior Praise 258, This Little Light of Mine.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Our Old Testament lesson this morning is from Isaiah chapter 9, reading from verses 1 to 4, and this can be found on page 693 of the Pew Bible or followed on the overhead behind me. Isaiah 9, verses 1 to 4. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you, as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. And our New Testament reading is from Matthew chapter 4, reading verses 12 to 23, and this can be found on page 968 of the Pew Bible, or again on the overhead behind. Matthew 4 at verse 12. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he returned to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea along the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. Amen, and may God add his blessings on these readings from his holy word. We will continue our worship by singing hymn 543, "Longing for Light, We Wait in Darkness."
May all that I say and all that you hear, all that we think and all that we do, be in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. We've just heard those famous words from Isaiah in our first reading. The words that are often read at Christmas when we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. So why are we returning to them today? Because they're repeated in the reading from Matthew. We get to come back to that passage from Isaiah and be reminded that in Jesus we have seen a great light. However, we see that the light does not only show itself through a baby in a manger. That child has grown up and is now going throughout Galilee, proclaiming that the kingdom of heaven has come near and inviting us to follow him. This time, in other words, as we come back to this passage from Isaiah, it is not simply to hear the story, but to be invited into the story. This time, we not only give thanks for the light, but we receive an invitation to follow it. Jesus is our light. He guides our way. And when we follow him, we never walk in darkness. No matter how dark things may seem, Jesus still lights the way. But we might wonder sometimes, if we're being honest with ourselves, where this light is to be found today. Because there's still darkness in our world. There are still wars raging. There's still violence and oppression. We see hatred and division, persecution of people of faith. There is still, for far too many people around the world, hunger, poverty, and homelessness. Yes, there is still darkness in our world. And in our own personal lives, we often face darkness. It could be a health concern we have for ourselves or a loved one. It might be a relationship we're struggling with or frustrations at work. It could be financial concerns, depression, loneliness, or it could just be the restlessness of life. Or it might be something I haven't named, because darkness has many shades and it affects us all. Yes, there is darkness in our world, and if we acknowledge that, it allows us then to be left wondering, where is the light? Now, the prophet Isaiah was not afraid to acknowledge the darkness in his world. He admits to living in a time of deep darkness, as he himself describes it, a time when Israel was split in two by civil war. A time when his country of Judah was strong and wealthy, but had grown complacent. They weren't concerned about the poor in their midst. In their arrogance, they didn't fear the countries threatening their borders, and they didn't believe that they needed the Lord's help to face the challenges. Today's passage from Isaiah might sound similar to what we face today. But it's also a story that brings promise and hope. Around 700 years after Isaiah penned those words, Jesus came into the world that was filled with darkness. The gospel reading starts with the news that John the Baptist has been arrested. He will stay in jail until he's finally beheaded. John will be one of many thousands killed by the leaders of the day. When John is arrested, Jesus, we learn, withdraws to Galilee. Perhaps we're left thinking that he did this for concern of his own safety, but not so. Because in Galilee, Jesus begins to proclaim exactly what John the Baptist has been proclaiming. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near. And if this got John the Baptist arrested, Jesus must have known it would bring trouble to him too. Darkness filled Jesus' world, just as it filled Isaiah's, and just as it fills ours. But the darkness is why the light matters. If there's no darkness, then we don't need light. And so, if we close our eyes and refuse to acknowledge the darkness, then we see no need to search for the light, and we have no reason for hope. But there is a reason for hope, and there is a reason for joy. We saw it with the children this morning. Because we who walk in darkness have seen that great light. And that great light has a name. His name is Jesus. Into our darkness, into our turmoil and conflict, into the chaos and despair, comes a great light. And he shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. Jesus' time on earth gave us a glimpse of this light. He taught us that in his presence on earth, and what that meant to the kingdom of heaven and how it would come near. And he promised that when he returned, the light would shine fully and completely. But in the meantime, Jesus gave us some clues in this reading for how to find that light, and even more so, how we can reflect it. After Jesus proclaims that the kingdom of heaven has come near, he goes throughout Galilee doing three things: teaching in the synagogues, proclaiming the good news, and healing every disease. That is what it means that the light has come to the world, that the kingdom of heaven is coming near. It is when Jesus teaches and proclaims and heals. And it comes near when the church, when Christians, when you and I do the same. Think about these three things. And let's start with the good news of the kingdom being proclaimed. It's certainly true, particularly at this time, there's a lot of bad news. That hasn't changed, and that's why it's important for us to spread the good news. So what is the good news? The good news is that God loves us and that God loves the world. Jesus was sent to be the light of the world, to redeem us, to offer us hope and healing. That should be the breaking news that we see when we turn on the television. But that will only happen if we proclaim it. Jesus proclaimed the good news of the kingdom. He also taught throughout Galilee. When we continue to learn and to teach what Jesus taught, the kingdom of heaven also draws near. When you think about it, hearing the good news proclaimed is just the beginning. It sets us on the journey. We begin to follow Jesus. And then the real learning begins. A disciple is literally one who learns. We are disciples, learning what it means to be a follower of Jesus, learning God's purpose for our lives. But it takes time, doesn't it? And so it takes patience and persistence and the willingness to keep learning about God, and more importantly, about ourselves. And finally, this gospel reading reminds us that the kingdom of heaven comes near when Jesus heals, and when the church heals, and when we heal. Our world needs healing, not just physical healing, so much more than that. And when we participate in the healing of our world, we are continuing the work of Jesus. We are reflecting his light. offering his hope, sharing his mercy, and helping to heal our world. In our gospel reading, Jesus tells us that the kingdom of heaven comes near, and then shows us what it means by proclaiming, teaching, healing. But that's not all that he does in today's gospel. He also invites us to come to the light, to repent and to follow him. And all who follow Jesus are told incredibly that they are the light of the world. In the next chapter of Matthew's gospel, Jesus says to the followers, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a candle and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." Now I'm going to pause for a moment, and I'm going to invite us all just to take a look around the congregation at each other and just consider about the work that we do as a church family. What do you see? Did you see the light shining through the shared faith, Christian witness, and compassion and kindness in our church family? If the people who walk in darkness are going to see a great light, it's going to be through us. Jesus is asking us to let our light shine by proclaiming the good news, by learning and teaching what Jesus first taught, and by participating in healing the world. We are letting our light shine every time we offer a prayer, read scripture, or sing a hymn. We're also letting our light shine when we deliver a newsletter, add a tin of soup to the food bank, join in on the Wednesday club, deliver our flowers, reach out to our pastoral care and our prayer groups, pour a cup of coffee and manna, or support the vigil for peace. Let our light shine before others, that they see our good works and give glory to our Father in heaven. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. We have seen a great light. At Christmas, we gave thanks for this light, who was laid in a manger because there was no place for him in the inn. Today, we give thanks for this light who went around Galilee, teaching and proclaiming and healing and inviting others to follow. We give thanks for all those who let their light shine before us, who brought us into the light of Christ, and who helped us to put our hope in the light of Christ. And today, we resolve once again to let our light shine before others, that they too may join us in giving glory to God. Amen. We continue our worship by singing again CH4 540. I heard the voice of Jesus say. Gracious God, accept these offerings of our money and our lives. As we've been blessed by your light and guided by your word, we ask that you use these gifts to shine your hope into the world and provide for those in need. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord of all light, as we gather on this Sunday, we thank you for the gift of your Son, the true light who enlightens everyone. As we offer you these prayers for the world, open our eyes to see your glory and open our hearts to reflect your love, that may we walk as children of the light. Amen. There's a short response to the words, Lord of Hope. The response is, let our light shine. Lord, we pray for all who lead your church. Fill them with the fire of your Holy Spirit and the wisdom of your word. May their ministry be a clear reflection of the light of Christ, guiding your flock with courage and humility. Lord of Hope, let our light shine. Lord, we pray for your church throughout the world. May your people be a beacon on a hill, casting the light of Christ on every corner of human life and boldly proclaiming the gospel of all nations. Lord of Hope, let our light shine. Light of the world, we bring before you the darkness of war and injustice. Grant wisdom to leaders and grace to those working for peace. May your light expose what is hidden and bring healing to the broken lands. Lord of Hope, let our light shine. We thank you for the Holy Scriptures, which are a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. May your word dwell in us richly today, transforming our thoughts and directing our actions to serve you. Lord of Hope, let our light shine. We pray for those walking through the shadows of illness, grief, and despair. May the radiance of your presence bring them comfort, and may we be the hands to hold the light for them. Lord of Hope, let our light shine. We pray for those who have died and are entering your eternal kingdom. May they behold you face to face in that place where there is no more night, no more pain, no more tears, but only the fullness of your everlasting light. Lord of Hope, let our light shine. God of glory, you have called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Receive these prayers, which we have offered in the name of Jesus Christ, the light of the world, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I'm just going to join together in our final hymn, and it's CH4 286, Tell Out My Soul.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. Just before we do the benediction, we've got this far in the service without me mentioning Rabbi Burns and the significant date. But just to steal some words from him, I would like to invite you all to tack a cup of kindness. And if you would join us next door for some refreshments, I do believe there might be things with a Scottish twist, some tablet to fuel you in the week ahead, as well as some cakes and biscuits. So please do come through. And if you're tight of time, there's even doggy bags. All right, so I expect to see you all there. Jesus said, "You are the light of the world." Let us go now and uncover the radiance within us to shine the truth of God's love wherever we go. Let our light shine before others so that all may see our lives of worship and glorify your Father in heaven. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon us and remain with us now and always.